News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
So Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan said yesterday Ireland is going to see more deportation orders issued this year, signalling a tougher approach to illegal immigration. To discuss this, we're joined by John Lannan, CEO of Duras. John, what did you make of the Justice Minister's comments?
Good morning. I think his focus on deportations is a distraction from the need to ensure that there's a fair and an accessible international protection system in place. Despite what the minister says, we don't have a relaxed and a casual attitude to our borders or to migration. We've actually got an international protection system that's quite rigorous, can often be quite difficult for people to present and to pass through that. And we've also got to remember that the majority of people who from outside the European Union or the UK or the European accession area come here to study and to work, to live here. So, as I said, I think focus on deportations misses the key and important aspect of ensuring that we have a proper and a fair migration system. It's also important to point out that deportations have a detrimental negative effect on individuals and families and communities.
Yeah, they do. But the reality is you have to have deportations. If people come here and they're found not to be legal here, you have to have deportations. You have to have borders. And if you don't have deportations, well, then it's going to be a draw for other illegal immigrants to come here, is it not?
I don't believe it is, no. Not arguing that deportations may not be necessary in some case, but the minister talks about it being a security issue as well as a rights issue, but associating migrants with national security, suggesting that migrants are a threat.
I'm not sure that's what the minister did. I don't think that's fair to categorise that. Is he not simply making the point that that immigration is a good thing? And look, there's loads of stories in the papers today that are heartwarming. The 1,000 citizens conferred with Irish citizenship, a young man receiving STEM funding. His father, I think, walked for thousands of miles from Nigeria to another African country to get here and build a life here. They're heartwarming stories, and immigration has been a positive. But at the same time, we also have to say, if somebody does seek asylum here and is rejected, unfortunately, there has to be consequences to that. And the consequence is deportation. If you don't have that, well, then people won't go. And there are pull factors, we know, in migration patterns.
We don't know that there are pull factors in migration patterns.
I have to put it to you, John, that we do know that. We do know that.
I'd be interested to find the research that indicates that. But look, the focus, as I said, on deportations is a distraction. And the need is to ensure that there's a fair, there's an accessible protection system in place. Unfortunately, the language that the minister uses suggests that migrants could be a threat, and that's very unfortunate.
How did he suggest that they might be a threat? What language did he use that would have suggested that?
The minister, and I have to say that Minister O'Callaghan is not the only one to do this. This is a pattern that we're seeing right across the European Union, indeed. Implying that there is a link between migration and security suggests that migrants are a threat.
Was he not talking about border security, John? To be fair to the minister who's not here, was he not talking about border security?
Then the language that's been used could be misleading. And I think, as I said, it's important to focus on ensuring that we have a proper migration system in place here in Ireland. We have an international protection system that is, as I said, quite rigorous, quite strict. People who have a right to refugee status or subsidiary protection or should be granted permission to remain can be granted that under the
I'm aware of that. Yeah.
And the consequence, when we talk about deportations, we have to remember that there are people, in some cases, who have spent years going through the system. They've established
far too long. Can I put a final question to you, though? And look, I know you're coming from a good place in relation to this, but is it not also important to send a message to the citizens of Ireland that our border security is important to government. And if you don't do that, and if you allow a narrative to take hold that there isn't deportations, that border security isn't important, that actually feeds the beast. That feeds those people who are anti-immigrant, who do want to sow discord and disharmony.
We should, of course, ensure that we have national security. And this is a critical aspect of what the Minister for Justice is responsible for. But this should not be conflated with the issues of migration. There is a lot of work that needs to be done in that area. As you said, migrants have contributed very positively to Ireland already. We need to ensure that that remains the case. We need to ensure that people recognise and understand the critical nature of migration. We need to understand that we can keep our public services, our hospitals, our hospitality sectors going having adequate migrants here, rather than focusing on the small numbers of people who may need to be deported if or when that becomes necessary.
John Lannan, CEO of Durris, thank you so much for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.